listener production.
Labor cuts unrealistic productivity forecasts. Albanese details voice plan, COVID vaccine approved for under fives, and lab creates embryos from stem cells. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and here's your news headlines for today, Thursday, August 4. Number 1. Labor's climate bill is set to pass the lower house this morning, with the Greens and Liberal MP Bridget Archer indicating they will back the proposal. Greens leader Adam Bandt confirmed on Wednesday his party would back the Albanese government's bill to legislate a 43% emissions cut by 2030, but vowed to continue pushing Labor to stop new coal and gas projects. Liberal MP Bridget Archer will cross the floor to support Labor's primary legislation, but not the amendments bill, which she says will impact infrastructure projects. The legislation will then progress to the Senate during the next parliamentary sitting fortnight in September, where it is also set to pass, with support from the Greens and independent David Pocock. Business groups called for the coalition to rethink its opposition to the climate bill, arguing that it would ensure the policy would survive a change of government. Number 2. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has slashed forecast gains in productivity by a fifth, saying the coalition based the projections on unrealistic predictions. The Albanese government has cut the estimate for future annual productivity growth from 1.5% to 1.2%, potentially shaving billions of dollars from expected future economic output. Chalmers said the previous forecast, based on the Intergenerational Report and budgets of the Morrison government, was unrealistic. It comes as the Productivity Commission releases a report finding Australia's productivity growth has retreated over the last two decades and is now increasing at its lowest rate in 60 years. Number 3. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has backed away from plans to only reveal key details about the voice to Parliament after a referendum. The Prime Minister last week said that Australians would be simply asked if they supported enshrining an Indigenous voice in the Constitution without being told much further detail, a suggestion that attracted widespread criticism. The plan was inspired by the failure of the 1999 public referendum after disagreement over what Republican model would take. On Wednesday, Albanese indicated a model for the voice outlined by Professors Marcia Langton and Tom Kelmer in a 2021 report would be central to the debate and design. The proposed model envisions 24 elected or appointed members, comprising two from each state, territory, and the Torres Strait, and a further five members from remote areas, and a Torres Strait Islander living on the mainland. Number 4. A new pediatric COVID vaccine will be made available for 70,000 Australian babies and toddlers with serious health conditions. The vaccine will only be accessible to under fives at the highest risk of being hospitalised with COVID. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation recommended the vaccine be given to children aged 6 months to 5 years with conditions including type 1 diabetes, severe immunodeficiency, complex congenital heart disease, chronic lung disease, and severe cerebral palsy. Another pediatric vaccine by Pfizer potentially provides an alternative for under fives, but its assessment in Australia has only just begun. And number 5. Scientists have created the world's first synthetic embryos, bypassing the need for sperm, eggs, and fertilization. Researchers at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel grew a mouse embryo outside the womb without the use of sperm or eggs, instead relying entirely on stem cells. They found the stem cells could be made to self-assemble into embryo-like structures with an intestinal tract, the beginnings of a brain, and a beating heart. The breakthrough will help scientists gain a better grasp of how stem cells work and how they might help cure various diseases. It does raise ethical questions around the potential creation of a live animal or even humans solely from cultured stem cells in a lab. That's it for Post today, Thursday, August 4. Don't forget to subscribe to Post, News in 5, here in the Listener app, as well as to The Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a lovely day.